collection. So kind of looking back at some historical images of Emporia and also making some connections to other collections and displaying some artifacts related to those.
You'd mentioned here too, Rebecca, about really this particular exhibit maybe speaking to a lot of different generations here of Emporia and Lyon County residents. What is it about this particular exhibit, just besides the amount of materials that you have available, but what is it about this particular exhibit, the Anderson exhibit, that you find that a lot of people can look at back and say, oh wow, the pinpoints memories maybe for a lot of folks?
Yeah, so it's true that, you know, while a lot of the images displayed are from, say, the 1910s, kind of going back beyond current living memory, people are still sometimes able to look at them and compare them to what they can currently see, or to connect those to maybe experience of parents or grandparents who grew up in the area as well.
He got a lot of stuff documented, didn't he? Rebecca, he documented a lot of stuff, didn't he? Just a wide range of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know, businesses, schools, churches, just regular street scenes. So it's a really great resource for historical research.
Well, the thing that I found most interesting about it was that he was not a photographer by trade. It was more of a passion and a hobby of his that he developed when he was in the Army and then kind of continued that on the side. So it's impressive that he turned that into something that he became very well known for.
Yeah, his, you know, day job, as you might say, was working with the railroad, but he was pursuing photography, you know, all throughout his adult life and really dedicated himself more to that after his retirement.
Well, I know you'd said that exhibit, it'll be up probably through August, so people have plenty of time to go down there and check it out. But what you're in here today to talk about, we have a traveling exhibit that's about to get started here. So, Rebecca, go ahead and give us the details on this. What exactly are we looking at? What are you going to be going around and showcasing, and where are you going to be traveling to kind of show this exhibit off at?
Yeah, so the traveling part is the exhibit is actually coming to us to live in Emporia for a while, and it's from the National Library of Medicine, and the title of the exhibit is Life and Limb, The Toll of the American Civil War. So we're going to be having an opening reception and presentation related to that this Wednesday, and that'll be from 4 o'clock to 5:30 p.m.,
Rebecca, with the how many exhibits in rough terms are we talking about here that are going to be part of this traveling exhibit? And before we start talking maybe more about the kind of some of the details about those items that are being depicted, maybe you can talk about how Emporia State Special Collections and Archives was able to land this.
Yeah, so the exhibit is, I believe it's five or six individual panels that are each kind of covering a different topic under the broad topic. And we actually got connected to this through a faculty member in the School of Library and Information Management who specializes in health librarianship. So she became aware of this opportunity and brought that up with us. So we're very pleased to be able to bring that here and showcase that.
What are some of the different, you mentioned here about the toll of the Civil War, and there are certain things that come to my mind, but how visual are we talking about, and just how powerful are these images going to be as part of the exhibit?
Yeah, so broadly this exhibit is kind of talking about the experiences of Civil War soldiers who experienced disabling injuries and amputations. So kind of what they were dealing with both during the war and in the aftermath as they were needing to try to resume their civilian lives and work around, you know, these disabilities. So there are some pretty, you know, some pretty intense images as part of at kind of showing, you know, just what they were going through with that.
Well, Rebecca, you kind of talk about the images, you talk about everything that is included in this, but, you know, what kind of connections would this exhibit maybe have to the local community? I know that you always have something kind of intertwined with the Flint Hills, Kansas, you know, whatever it may be. What kind of connections might we see in this exhibit to our neck of the woods?
Yeah, so, you know, this is kind of taking more of a national perspective, but I think maybe the connection is just to Emporia as the founding city of Veterans Day. You know, we're very focused on the experiences of veterans in different conflicts and kind of on those aspects of military history. So I think that'll be interesting for some folks for sure.
And the other thing that comes to mind is obviously the strong connections that we have with, you know, Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College nursing programs. Now, that they may not be directly involved, but I would assume that there's going to be a lot of interest when it comes to the nursing or the medical care side of things today versus then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've kind of been promoting that as a potential opportunity to them, to social sciences students, etc., and certainly this does give you a look at just, you know, how much medical procedures, medical technology, assistive technologies have changed over time. And, you know, these things were really much less developed at that time than they are now.
All right. Well, Rebecca, let's line it up here again. When the traveling exhibit comes here and how long it's going to stay.
Yeah, so it is actually already currently on view, and the opening reception will be this Wednesday. That's going to be from 4 to 5:30 on the first floor of William Allen White Library. And as part of that, in addition to viewing the exhibit, we're also having a presentation by Nikki Dean, who is a military historian and Army veteran, and she'll be speaking about a display at the National World War I Museum and Memorial that she helped to develop, which is called Bespoke Bodies, the Design and Craft of Prosthetics. So that kind of expands on the topics discussed in this exhibit, but looking forward to, you know, another historical era.
Fantastic. Well, Rebecca, as always, we appreciate you joining us here and giving us a glimpse into some of the great exhibits that are going to be coming here to Emporia. Again, looking forward to maybe getting down there and getting to check this thing out, kind of see everything that's involved with it. So thanks for the work that you and your department does.
Yeah, thanks for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Always happy to have you on here. That is Rebecca Curry, the director of the Emporia State Special Collections and Archives Department, joining us here on our Newsmaker segment. And, Chuck, that's exciting stuff coming here. I mean, after the exhibit that we just had, now the traveling exhibit, I mean, really a lot of great stuff coming from that department.
Absolutely. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, we do have Thursday, Friday open at 7:20. But I do want to let you know that at least the next couple of weeks beyond that, we already have some dates claimed. So better to act fast and get your event or activity highlighted on our airwaves. 620-342-1400 is the number to call. And also you can email us kvoe@kvoe.com. Want to let you know that tomorrow we'll have Annie Wilson joining us. We're talking about the upcoming release of her new album, Out on the Tall Grass Prairie, and also her supporting concert for that, which will be March 24th, so this upcoming Sunday. For the Wednesday Newsmaker segment, we'll be joined by Andy Battenfield and Tara Latimer of Village Elementary School. We'll be talking about the Village Cornhole event coming up Saturday, March 30th. So those are our upcoming Newsmakers, Thursday, Friday open. Let us know if you want one of those two spots.
Absolutely. A lot of exciting stuff to talk about here in the coming days. Again, your Newsmaker segment brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution. It's time now for a check of the local forecast in with the weather. Once again, from the TV 13 weather team, we have Doug Myers. Weather being brought to you by Hand in Hand Hospice, serving Chase Coffee, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, and Osage County. Stop by their office at 1201 West 12th Avenue or call 620-340-6177.
A chilly start early this morning will lead to a cold afternoon. I'm meteorologist Doug Myers.